how to position yourself for success. Leads and applicants pay attention to recruiters who they believe have something important to say to them. That is why positioning is critical to your success as a recruiter. How you, your recruiting team, and the Air Force Reserve are positioned all have a lot to do with how successfully or unsuccessfully your recruiting career will progress. The late Bill Brooks, founder of the Brooks Group, liked to tell the story about how one day he found himself at the intersection of Wendover Avenue and Interstate 40 in Greensboro, North Carolina. He says it was like being in Times Square in New York. Crowded and bustling, superstore after superstore, he was immediately attracted to his once-in-a-lifetime car in a foreign car dealership. It was gray, sporty, expensive, and he wanted it. He decided to test drive his dream car, and the experience was nothing short of amazing. The car was great, but the attention he got from other drivers, pedestrians, shoppers, and business people was even more astounding. Stares, thumbs up, gawks, smiles, conversations, and a sense of wonderment all came his way. Keep in mind, this was the same person who, 20 minutes before, had driven through the same area in a much more mundane vehicle. What was Bill's point in telling this story? This sports car had totally repositioned him in the eyes of everyone. He went from being part of the crowd to being the center of attention in 20 minutes. Chances are your government car is not going to make you appear like a celebrity. However, you do need to understand how to position yourself, or perhaps reposition yourself, in the eyes of your target recruiting markets. Perception is everything. How do you want to be perceived by your leads, applicants, influencers, the public, and your fellow reservists? As a career counselor? As a successful testimonial for your organization? As a military expert? As an Air Force Reserve expert? As an advocate? As a creative problem solver? It's a fact that all of the armed services have invested huge amounts of advertising dollars in attempts to secure their position and create their own brand in the marketplace. Still, many members of the public can't tell you the difference between the services. How often have you been called a soldier instead of an airman? And even when people recognize your blue uniform as Air Force, how many of them actually understand the differences between the active duty Air Force, the Air National Guard, and the Air Force Reserve? Nevertheless, to the leads, applicants, and influencers with whom you interact as part of your daily recruiting duties, you are the Air Force Reserve and all it represents. Furthermore, their perception of you can also be the perception of the Air Force Reserve. In fact, we also like to say that you should be the recruiter that people in your recruiting zone hear about first, last, and always. So how do you go about this personal positioning makeover? The first step is to decide how you want to be positioned. One thing is clear. It is far better to be positioned above the crowd, or at least differentiated from the crowd, than it is to be one more face in the midst of recruiters battling for the same target markets. Here are some strategies you can implement to elevate your positioning in the marketplace. Research the organizations to which your influencers belong and join them. For example, do you attend PTA meetings? Are you a member of the Chamber of Commerce? People who are members of these associations often have regular contact with the people in your target markets. Read journals, trade publications, and other informative materials that are read by your target markets. Do you know what websites are popular among today's youth? Who are the icons in today's pop culture of whom you should be aware? Search the web for information related to your target markets and trends that you see. For example, do you know what the tuition rates are at the colleges in your zone? How's the job market in your territory? What's the political climate in your area? How important are the sports programs at your high schools? Gather as much information as you can about your competition and how they do business. Do you know what the other services are offering these days in terms of enlistment options, bonuses, and other tangible benefits? Are they different from what you can offer? Better? Not as good? Ask other recruiters in the Air Force Reserve what they see going on, what trends they've noticed, what are the most common questions they're asked, or how are they serving their applicants better? Chances are, other Air Force Reserve recruiters are experiencing challenges similar to yours, and perhaps they've tried some new strategies that could work for you too. Work longer, harder, and smarter than your competition. The most successful recruiters put in a full day's work and perhaps a little more on top of that. They don't waste time surfing the internet on unofficial business, and they don't hang around the coffee pot for long periods discussing last night's ball game. They focus on their work, and they are persistent. On the other hand, some recruiters, especially new ones, fall prey to some of the most common positioning mistakes. Here are some examples. They appear as a pest or too pushy to their leads. They leave multiple phone messages every day for weeks, or they try to press for a commitment before establishing any level of trust. They come across as too desperate to make the sale. They say things to their applicants like, "We really need you to join right away," or, "If you're willing to take the test and physical, I'll drive you to and from the processing center myself." They come across as stereotypical fast-talking recruiters to their leads, applicants, and influencers. In other words, it's all show and no go. They rely on benefits dumping instead of tailoring their solutions to each individual's personal situation. They figure if they can spout off enough of the features and benefits offered to people who join the Air Force Reserve, eventually the leader applicant will hear something they like and make a decision to join. It's sort of like the 120-point walk-around you might get at a car dealership. Instead of asking you what you're interested in, the salesperson tells you everything he or she can in hopes that you'll be interested in some features of the car. They rely too much on cold calling. How do you feel about getting phone calls at home from telemarketers? Recruiters who use school lists or ASVAB rosters for prospecting without warming up those calls with some mailouts ahead of time run the risk of being labeled as a nuisance. Newly assigned recruiters may find it necessary to cold call at first, but cold calling is something they should quickly work to get away from doing. They sell jobs before qualifying the lead. It's certainly tempting, especially when a lead says they're interested in a particular career field and would join the Air Force Reserve to get into that position. Unfortunately, not every lead qualifies for every career field, either because of low test scores, physical issues, or other unique requirements. Selling a job before knowing if the lead is qualified could cause embarrassment, frustration, and the appearance that you're pulling a bait-and-switch routine. Always sell the Air Force Reserve opportunity first, and wait until you know the jobs for which the applicant is qualified before discussing specific career fields. Once you have determined how you want to be positioned and recognized what you should and shouldn't do, following the next two steps could be of great value to you. Examine your competition and determine how to be different. Something that will clearly define you and the Air Force Reserve as being different and better than the other services in your recruiting zone. Take careful note here. You won't make either yourself or the Air Force Reserve look better by putting other recruiters or services down. Remember, in the end, you want all the people in your recruiting zone to look favorably on all the armed services, not just the Air Force Reserve. After all, to a great extent, you're all on the same defense team. Never forget that your positioning will be helped or hindered by everything you say or do. Examples: your dress and appearance, military bearing, conversation, personal habits, associates and friends, correspondence, punctuality, organizational skills and office appearance, social media presence. Give some careful consideration about how you want to be positioned in the minds of your target markets, and then go for it. You'll be astounded at how well you'll be received. And remember, the primary perception you give will be the one that establishes or destroys your initial credibility. Then you must work hard to consistently deliver the results you have positioned yourself to deliver.